Hey there, awesome people. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned. Well, not quite a non-overthinker, but I'm definitely working on it. Welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. Today's episode is all about something super powerful, understanding those pesky thought patterns that keep popping up and learning how to actually change them. Ever feel like your brain's got a mind of its own? Like it's running on autopilot, stuck in these same old loops? You know that feeling when you wake up and immediately start worrying about a million things you should be doing? Or when you find yourself replaying a conversation over and over, analyzing every word for hidden meanings? Yeah, we've all been there. The good news is, recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free. Once you know what those thought traps are, you can start rewiring your brain for a calmer, more peaceful existence. Think of it like upgrading your software. A little effort goes a long way. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you understand and change those pesky thought patterns. 1. Become an observer. Imagine your thoughts as passing clouds in the sky. They come and go, but they don't define you. The more you observe them without judgment, the less power they have over you. It's like learning to meditate, not necessarily silencing the thoughts, but simply becoming aware of them. 2. Identify your triggers. What sets off those negative thought spirals? Is it a specific person, situation, or even time of day? Knowing your triggers is like having a map. It helps you navigate those tricky territories more effectively. You can start to prepare yourself mentally for potential triggers and develop healthy coping mechanisms. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as facts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions, not reality. Remember that famous quote by Buddha? Believe nothing merely because you have heard it said, even if your teacher said it, even if your father said it, even if it is written in your most sacred books, even if it is spoken by God himself. That's powerful stuff. 4. Practice positive affirmations. Like a mental workout, positive affirmations can reprogram those thought patterns. Repeat phrases like, I am capable, I am worthy, or I am strong, to reinforce positive beliefs about yourself. It sounds cheesy, but trust me, it works. Imagine telling your brain what you want to believe, eventually, it starts to listen. 5. Seek support. You don't have to do this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even join a support group. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly cathartic and provide valuable insights. Remember, we're all in this together. Let me tell you about a time when I totally fell into the trap of negative thought patterns. A few weeks ago, I had an important presentation at work, and my mind started spinning with anxieties. What if I forget what to say? What if everyone thinks I'm unprepared? You know those thoughts. I practically wrote myself out of the game before I even stepped on stage. Luckily, I remembered some of these tips and took a deep breath. Instead of focusing on the fear, I focused on my preparation, the hours I spent researching, practicing my delivery, and creating engaging visuals. And guess what? The presentation went fantastic. I felt confident, energized, and even had people asking questions afterwards. The point is, by identifying those negative thought patterns and consciously choosing to challenge them, you can turn those anxieties into opportunities for growth. It's a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but keep practicing these techniques, and you'll see real progress. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, understanding your thought patterns is the key to unlocking a calmer, more fulfilling life. Keep practicing those mindfulness techniques, challenge those negative thoughts, and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. And hey, if you find yourself getting caught in a thought spiral, just remember, you are not your thoughts. You have the power to choose how you respond. Stay awesome, keep thinking positively, and I'll catch you in the next episode of Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.